Welcome to episode 17 of the Printin' and Playin' podcast, the podcast where I'll be discussing board and card games that you can print out, put together yourself, and then play with your friends, as well as crafting tips and news related to the hobby. I'm your host, Steve, and in today's episode, Grow. Grow is a solitaire game where the player takes on the role of a group of trees trying to grow and spread across a forest in hopes of reaching a nature preserve before a lumberjack can cut all of the trees down in the forest. In this game, you have two player boards. One is a hex grid depicting the forest, with spaces numbered 1 through 6, with the numbers increasing the closer you get to the nature preserve at the top. And the second board is the tree board, which separates into an above-ground hex grid where your trees' branches and leaves grow, and a series of square spots below ground where the tree's roots are placed. There's also a small action board, which is a 6x6 square grid, which is used to determine how the actions go off for each turn based on a die roll. And the game also has several hex tile pieces, consisting of branches and leaves for the tree, and it also comes with a small icon representing the lumberjack. For this game, you'll also need four different types of resource cubes, one for marking tree growth on the forest board, one for marking root growth underneath the tree on the tree board, one for marking used actions on the action board, and finally a fourth color for keeping track of energy, which I'll explain later. And lastly, as the game does rely on dice rolls, you'll need 2d6 for this game. When the game starts, the player boards start with three tree growth markers at the lowest point on the forest board, and the lumberjack also starts at the bottom of that forest board, right near those trees, and the tree board starts with one root marker underneath the ground and one leaf marker above the ground. With all of the leaves separated out, the branch tiles are all placed in an upside-down pile facing down, and the player draws five of these randomly to place face up in front of them, which can then be played on a turn. Now, at the beginning of each turn, the player rolls 2d6, and then applies that roll to that 6x6 action grid. Both the rows and the columns are numbered 1 through 6 across and 1 through 6 down, and each of those spaces is going to have one of three options on it. It's either going to have a symbol of an axe, which means that the lumberjack is going to take an action this turn. It's going to have a small star, meaning that you can take one energy from each leaf that you have on the tree, or it might be a large star, which means you can take two energy from each leaf. The player is allowed to roll their die roll whichever way they want on this grid. So, for example, if I've rolled a 5 and a 3, I can choose to either pick the spot that is 5 down and 3 across, or the spot that is 3 down and 5 across. However, any time you select a spot that has an energy-taking icon on it, you have to place a marker on top of that spot, and it's no longer usable for the rest of the game. If later in the game you roll another roll that's the same and you end up landing on a spot that has already got a marker on it, there are lines placed on the board that you track in order to go to another spot instead. Early in the game, these lines might lead to another energy spot, but most of the time, it's going to take you straight to an axe. Okay, so what does all this stuff do? Energy in this game is basically the game's currency. It's what you use in order to get more stuff. And what you're going to spend that energy on is going to be one of four things. It can be spent on a root segment for the tree, and what you need roots for is you must have a root segment for each branch that you're going to add to the tree above ground. You can add a branch segment, which will make the tree taller and or make it branch out so that more branches can be added or more leaves can be added for extra energy later. You can spend energy to add more leaves to the tree. And again, leaves are where you get your money from, your energy. So generally, the more leaves, the better. And lastly, you can spend energy to place tree tokens on the forest board. And here's how the tree board and the forest board affect each other during the game. The above-ground section of the tree board, where you place your branches and leaves, is 6 hex rows high, and they are numbered 1 through 6 at the left of the board. Along with this, the hexes on the forest board are also numbered 1 through 6, starting at 1 at the bottom of the board and increasing to 6 the closer you get to that nature preserve. So your progress in the game is mostly going to be shown on the forest board based on the number of tree growth markers that you've placed down. So let me take a minute to explain how that tree growth works. You start out with 3 hexes on the bottom of the board, all with 1 marker, and from there you're trying to spread through the forest, growing through hexes numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, up until you reach the nature preserve. And in order to grow and spread those forest markers, it works in one of 2 ways. In order to spread to another hex, you have to already have a hex that has 3 markers on it. If you have a hex that has 3 markers on it already, you can place a cube on any hex next to it and continue from there. If you have hexes that have less than 3 cubes on it, you can use an energy to place another cube on that hex, but you can't spread out from that hex until it's reached at least 3. Additionally, where you can spread out to is restricted by the growth of your tree on the tree board. As mentioned earlier, the rows on the tree board are numbered 1 through 6 as you go up from the ground, and where you can spread out to on the forest board is determined by how high your tree is. So to be able to spread from a 1 hex to a 2 hex, your tree has to be at least 2 hexes tall. To spread to a 3 hex, your tree has to be 3 hexes tall, and so on all the way through 6. But here's the rub with that. In order to grow your tree to a taller height, you need to add branches to your tree. However, branches are also determining how many actions the lumberjack gets when the roll comes up with the lumberjack action. Each branch added to your tree counts as 1 action point for the lumberjack. So if your tree has 4 branches, that lumberjack, when it comes up, is going to get 4 actions, and an action, in the case of the lumberjack, is going to mean moving 1 hex if it's not right on top of a tree marker. It'll use that action to move 1 hex closer to the closest tree, and if the lumberjack has a choice between more than 1, it'll move towards the tallest tree, the one with the most cubes. And once the lumberjack has reached a tree marker, each action takes away 1 cube. So you have to find a balance in growing your tree high in order to get to the higher numbered hexes on the forest board in order to reach the nature preserve at the end, while at the same time remembering that the higher you grow your tree, the more destructive that lumberjack is going to be every time it comes up. And also, something I forgot to mention about the root system earlier, the height of the tree also determines on how expensive adding root segments is going to be. Adding a root segment costs the same as the height of your tree. So at the start of the game, your tree is going to be at height 1, it's going to cost you 1 energy to add a root. Later on in the game, if you've gotten a tree up to height 5 and realize that you need to add a root so you can add more branches, that new root is now going to cost you 5 energy to buy. So basically, as a quick breakdown, the way the game works is every turn, you take a roll on the dice, hope that you get a chance to take energy as much as possible and have it not land on the lumberjack action, and again your energy comes from the number of leaves on the tree. And in another relationship between the tree board and the forest board, the leaves that provide energy are only the ones that are at or above the level indicated in the forest. So, for example, if you've made it to the 4 hexes in the forest, only the leaves at level 4 or higher will provide energy. So you use your gained energy in order to try to grow more roots, grow more branches, grow more leaves, and spread throughout the forest board, trying to always stay ahead of the lumberjack who is always trying to chop down your progress on the forest board. And as the game progresses, as you're marking off energy spots you've used on the action board, it becomes more and more likely that that lumberjack is going to be more destructive towards the later stages of the game. So it becomes a balancing act of trying to make as much progress as possible on the forest board by growing your tree, but at the same time not growing it so quickly that lumberjack is going to get out of control and chop all of your trees down before you get a chance to spread far enough to make it to the nature reserve. However, assuming that your luck holds out and you've managed to balance the game to the point where you were able to stay ahead of the lumberjack and make it to the nature reserve, the first tree cube that you're able to place on the nature reserve means that you've won the game. Okay, so what did I think of Grow? First off, I wanted to mention that I think the concept and theme of the game is pretty cool. You don't see too many games out there that are basically based on nature, and it's kind of cool each game placing the branches in different random configurations in order to see what your tree's going to look like once it's fully grown. And the artwork for the game, although it's kind of cartoony line art, is well done and works well for the game. I'm not sure if I'm a fan of dice rolling basically being the main mechanism of the game, though I do understand that it can be a bit hard to get away from that in a solitaire game, and the use of the action board does try to compensate by making it more challenging as you get farther in the game. What I can say, though, is after several plays of Grow, I found that the game is just way, way too easy to beat with the rules as written. In fact, it's almost hard to not win this game. And I think that's caused by a few different issues, one of which is that even though the number of actions the lumberjack can take increases during the course of the game, it's not really that hard to keep your energy reserves up, which makes it not very hard to stay ahead of the lumberjack in order to win. And this advantage is increased by the fact that based on the base rules, even when it's the lumberjack's turn to take an action, you still get an action point or an energy point. On top of that, another player in the forums found a very easy way to essentially break the game, which is based on that action point system that the lumberjack uses, that being that the lumberjack gets a number of action points based on the number of branches on the tree. However, at the start of the game, there are no branches, so the lumberjack has 0 action points. So as long as you're patient and wait to grow branches on your tree, every time that you roll a lumberjack on the action board, the lumberjack has 0 AP, so it can't move or do anything, but you can still get 1 free energy, and you can use that 1 free energy in order to build roots on your root system. Because again, the price of the roots is based on how tall your tree is, and as long as you leave your tree at 1 height, they only cost 1 energy to add on. Additionally, adding a tree marker onto the forest board also costs 1 energy. So although it's going to take a while, as long as you don't grow your tree, at the start of the game, you can add as many roots as you want, and add as many trees as you want to the forest as long as it stays within those number 1 hexes, which allows you, once you start rolling, to quickly add as many branches as you want to the tree without having to worry about the root cost, and creating a huge blockade that the lumberjack has to get through in order to start making any progress. In my later plays, however, I made some very simplistic changes to the rules that I think change the game around and make it a little bit more challenging and more interesting to play. First off, make that lumberjack start with 1 action point right from the start, no starting at 0. So that lumberjack, rather than just sitting there at the beginning of the game, if an action point comes up for the lumberjack, it's going to start moving towards your trees right away, so you have to start moving and get your trees growing. Additionally, if the lumberjack action comes up, you do not get a free energy point with this. You just go without energy for that turn. And lastly, when placing root segments down, you cannot have more than 1 segment of roots touching any other 1 segment of the roots. As a result, this makes root placement a little bit more challenging down at the bottom of the board. So in my final thoughts, I'd have to say that Grow, with the rules as written, probably isn't worth building and spending your time playing. It's just not interesting enough because it's not challenging enough of a game. However, I think when adding those rules tweaks that I mentioned, the game is still winnable, but there's more of a challenge to get there. And as a result, I'd say this game is worth playing and putting together as long as the theme is appealing to you. Thanks for listening to the Printin' and Playin' podcast. I'd love to get your feedback, ideas, and suggestions for the podcast, so please feel free to share. Send me an email at printinpodcast@gmail.com, remembering that there's no G in the printin' in this case. Or if you're a BoardGameGeek.com member, you can send geek mail to me at my username, ShadowGlare, which is Shadow and Glare together, but hold the W. Or leave a comment on the blog's webpage at printin-and-playin.podomatic.com.